This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The latest quarterly hogs and pigs report from USDA shows an increase in inventories. We will hear more from USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell next.
Stay informed with the closing market report from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, your essential summary of the day's market activities and their impact on the agricultural economy. Join us for timely updates and expert commentary on commodity prices and market trends with trusted ag market analysts from around the Midwest. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate for your daily market recap and insights to stay ahead in the ag economy.
USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell says the total number of hogs in the United States is up compared to this time a year ago.
As of March 1st, an estimated 74.3 million hogs were in the United States. That was fractionally higher than March 1st in 2025, a year ago.
McConnell says hog inventories remain stable, adding that lower breeding numbers are offsetting increasing market hog inventories for the quarter.
However, the pigs per litter rate continues to increase, and that's offsetting the lower breeding herd and the reduction in farrowings. And that's contributing to the overall hog supplies.
He says that when examining the last two quarters, inventories have expanded despite the breeding herd remaining stable.
The report indicated that we have pretty good supplies of hogs coming down the pike for the next couple of weeks. That lines up with what we've seen in the latest slaughter reports. That seems to be the direction where the sector is going, leaning more on productivity to increase the hog supplies.
McConnell says the latest hogs and pigs report provides some clues for what to expect from the spring and summer grilling season.
Slaughter rates over the past couple of weeks have been pretty robust, and this report indicates that we have a pretty good pipeline coming for the next couple of weeks. So that should indicate that we have pretty stable pork supplies as we head into summer grilling season. That being said, demand seems to be holding in there pretty well as well. On the wholesale pork cutout is still up from where it was a year ago. And so overall, it seems like we're going to see improved pork supplies relative to where we were a year ago, but the demand is still there, which is supporting the price. So overall, it looks like, according to this report, the latest data, there should be plenty of pork available for people that have that as their protein of choice as they get to the grilling season.
That was USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.